We are doing Tayag Mitzvot. We had concluded prayer. A person finished in Shul. Kshiavo, when a person comes home, Yomar, a person should say, Areni mekabel alai bli neder, lekayem koma shotzim misfatai. I'm accepting upon myself without taking a vow, but I will fulfill whatever I say. What I say, I will do. As the verse says, Motzas patecha tishmo. A person should watch what he says. Meaning, if you said you're going to do something, watch to perform. A person is responsible to live up to his word. And that's a biblical commandment. And to ensure that I don't transgress the commandment that the Torah says, if you take a vow, fulfill your vow. Therefore, I will always say, that whenever I say I'll do something, I don't mean to say I'll do it with a vow, but I'll say that should be, I'm not accepting it as a vow. If I say I'm going to go and buy an ark for the shul, so I just said I'm going to perform a mitzvah, that can very easily have been a vow. So we say bli neder. I'm not taking a vow. I say I hope to do it. I plan to do it. I want to do it, but I'm not taking a vow to do it. So on the one end, we're responsible to fulfill what we say we will do. On the other end, we try to take care that we make it abundantly clear we're not taking a vow when we say we will do things, but we still have to fulfill what we say. Umilotase, and in doing this, we're also careful not to transgress the biblical prohibition, shelo la'avor al dvarim she'asar ha'adam al atzmo, that a person has to take care. If he takes a vow that he prohibits something on himself, he shouldn't transgress that. She'ne'emar lo yechel dvaro, the Torah says, don't make your word mundane. Don't desecrate your word. Upshitash lo lavo shvat bitu svatayim, and certainly I'll be careful not to transgress my vow, which is a fulfillment of the prohibition that the Torah says, v'lo tishavu bishmila shakel, don't take false vows. V'arein muchan mzuman, and when a person comes home, he should also prepare himself, v'chabed avi v'imi, to honor my parents, my father and my mother, which is a fulfillment of the biblical commandment, lechabed avaim, as the verse says, kabedet avicha ve'et imecha. And included in that is aviv, his father, zkeino, his grandfather, eshet av, his stepmother, ba'alimo, his stepfather, ve'achav ve'achoto hagdorim, and his big brother and sister. V'liram me'avim, and to have fear of the father and mother, as the verse says, ishimo v'aviv tirau. And I will also take care to watch the prohibition, shelo lekalel aveim, the Torah prohibits us from cursing one's parents, as the verse says, umkalel aviv imo mot yumat. And we have a warning of lo tekalel cheresh. The warning is, don't curse the deaf, which includes not only the deaf, it means even the deaf. He won't hear you cursing him. So certainly anyone else. V'shelo lakot aveim, and we're also prohibited, I'm accepting upon myself to fulfill the prohibition, not to hit a father or a mother, as the verse says, umakeh aviv imo mot yumat. If one wounds, one hits one's father or mother, he gets the death penalty, assuming he had fair warning. The warning not to hit a parent is from the general warning. The Torah prohibits us from hitting a fellow Jew. The Torah says, "Lo yosif pen yosif lakoto," that even a person who's being sent by the court, and he is the court's representative in administering lashes, the Torah says he has to take care not to add even a single lash. So from here we derive that the Torah prohibits even giving one lash to a fellow Jew, even when he's doing it in service of the Bet Din. But Bet Din told him to give 13 lashes, he's not allowed to give 14. V'yechaber limud haTorah latfilah, v'yomar kedelel mitzvah Bet Din. A person should connect learning Torah to his prayer, meaning we should go directly from prayer into some form of learning Torah. We should connect our prayer into learning Torah, and he should say, as we said earlier, one says in preparation for learning Torah, following prayer.